Sea lions have retaken control of Ucluelet's 52 Steps dock. Residents received a roughly 8-month reprieve from the clamorous choir of bellowing barkers, but they have returned with a vengeance, and the town's council is being urged to haul the large marine mammals away from damaging the dock and local serenity. With 150 sea lions barking away all day and night long, it has become unbearable for those of us living next to the water, wrote Angela Buchard in a letter to council, identifying herself as a sleep-deprived and falling behind on work due to sea lions, resident of Helen Road. Buchard noted that the same issue had occurred at 52 Steps around January and suggested efforts must be put into preventing repeat performances. There was talk of finding a solution, but nothing has been done. The noise is equivalent to 150 dogs constantly barking, so working from home is very difficult, sleeping almost impossible, she wrote. She also expressed concern about the potential damage being done to the 140-meter dock as sea lions jump onto it and over each other. Female California sea lions can reach approximately 110 kilograms and males can get up to 520 kilograms. The combined feces and vomit of 150 animals is also wafting up to our houses, creating a terrible smell, and the acidity of the feces and vomit will destroy the wooden dock, she wrote. They are also now jumping on the boats tied to the dock and have wrecked the lifelines of one of the sailboats. There are many possible solutions to this issue which we would like to see implemented as soon as possible. Buchert's was one of three letters complaining about the sea lions that landed on Council's October 29 agenda. Jess Rutherford wrote to express concern about the escalating human-wildlife conflict impacting the community. Currently, over 120 sea lions inhabit this area, resulting in significant noise disturbances and infrastructure damage and impacting the enjoyment and safety of residents and visitors alike, Rutherford wrote. This situation not only affects the quality of life for those in the vicinity but also raises concerns regarding public safety and the well-being of the wildlife itself. I believe it is essential for the council to address this issue promptly, as it poses a growing challenge for our community. Rutherford asked the district to explore possible solutions and wildlife management strategies out of respect for both residents and sea lions. We all know that these California boys are our winter residents of Ucluelet and signal a change in our seasons, the letter reads. However, ultimately, we are doing a disservice to wildlife. I know this issue will require some innovative solutions, yet I believe we can achieve this. Matt Edwards suggested the district took inadequate action when sea lions took over the dock earlier this year and urged for more attention to be given to the issue. They are damaging the dock and making life for the Ucluelet residents that live around the dock unbearable. The constant barking makes it impossible to sleep, work, or even live, he wrote. There are fast, cost-effective solutions. It just requires a little initiative. I look forward to hearing what solutions council plans to initiate and when. This can't go on for another winter. After reviewing the letters, Mayor Marilyn McEwen quipped that the issue is near and dear to her heart as she lives near 52 Steps. I hear them every morning, she said. McEwen noted that the district's harbor master Kevin Cortez put up caution tape on wooden pegs along the dock's perimeter, but that hadn't done the trick. Some of the sea lions have figured out that it's actually malleable and they can get through it, and they have gotten through it, she said. We've got about 50 of them on the dock right now, which is better than the 150 that we had a few weeks back. District Sow Dwayne Lawrence said his staff is working on solutions, but would need permission from the Department of Fisheries and Oceans Canada before moving ahead with any permanent changes to the dock. We've tried to get creative to try to dissuade our friendly sea lions from sinking our dock. The caution tape that was put around there was quite successful for a little bit, but, apparently, they learned that the tape is not really an obstruction, Lawrence said. He estimated that about 30 sea lions had first penetrated the new tape 2 days prior, and that number had nearly doubled overnight. They're telling each other and their friends that it's okay, he said. He explained district staff are asking DFO for authority to install a permanent railing around the dock to prevent sea lions from climbing onto it and that Cortez is working on a temporary wooden structure to put in place while that approval is pending. Prior to their arrival this past winter, sea lions had not shown much interest in the dock for over a decade. This seems to be a recurring problem that is relatively new to the community, Lawrence said. He added council would likely be receiving a report during their November 26 Harbor Authority meeting about the potential permanent railing. Coun. Mark Maftey suggested some residents being bothered by the sea lions may not understand that the dock is a federal asset and under the jurisdiction of DFO. It's the federal government that has final say about what can and cannot be done. I've probably heard 15 creative solutions, 10 of which are just cruel and obviously illegal and the rest of which are completely beyond the district's purview to implement, Maftey said. For anyone who's keenly following this, like the folks that wrote in, at this point my understanding is there's absolutely nothing the district can do that isn't at the direction of DFO, which is aware of the problem and is not necessarily as concerned as some of the folks writing in are. Lawrence clarified that DFO has given the district authorization to put in temporary measures, but has not yet approved permanent changes. Anything would be good for now, McEwen said. The sea lions seemed to have dispersed over the weekend with none showing up on the dock on Thursday, November 7.